Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We witness openly there's no deity, creator worthy of worship, only one creator, but Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he. And we witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is Allah's servant and last apostle, last messenger, last prophet. Welcome, dear listeners, to preparing to make it in the land of plenty. I'm your host, Delacy Umar. We have Professor Rabani Muhammad, inshallah, will be joining us, and Michael Hameen, also engineering and making commentary on the program. We want to talk about the proper spirit for community development. Today, I have several approaches. I wanted to emphasize how important that is. You know, we've been talking about a philosophy for life in a sacred unity, and that's one of the concepts that we need to be successful. Yesterday at the Juma, the football was about the power of our community when we are unified, when we have unity. And we traveled last weekend, my wife and I, to Atlanta, Georgia, for the 65-year celebration. And we took we enjoyed the Juma prayer as well, where they talked about how leadership transitions. And now you have leading the community, an alumni of the Sister Clara Muhammad School, Dr. Suleiman, who, and they even talked about some of his achievements. I think one of them was that he has taken maybe a thousand Muslims to Umrah and Hajj, a thousand or so Muslims, he and his wife, because they do a tour. Can't think of the right name for it now, but for taking people on trips. But anyway, he's taken over 1,000 people, and recently he's gotten his doctorate degree in Islamic studies. So he's an alumni of the Sister Clara Muhammad School, graduate, and went on with his studies, and now he's the imam of that community, following the leaders such as Imam Pasha, Imam Pleman El-Amin, Imam Mansour. And alhamdulillah, you see a continuation of leadership coming down through from the seniors down to the younger Muslims. So we see a great succession of our young people coming forward. Great example in Atlanta. We have some in Houston, and I'm sure other communities have it as well. We have it in Texas out there with Imam Wazir Ali, and I'm sure other communities have it as well. But so we wanted to talk about the proper spirit for community development, and we saw such a great example of that at the Atlanta Masjid and its mission and vision. And by the way, that the program, the gala and dinner, raised $5,600,000. That was just that in that period of time, and that figure is probably up now. I'd like to get an update, and I'm sure we will, on that on the amount of money that was raised from that within that community, and people who are supporting that community. So that's a great success story for us, a great example, a great model. You know, our imam said, asked us to give him a good life. And certainly that model, that type of model that we see there, is, I know the imam is very happy and smiling with that, if he's witnessing it from the paradise. Inshallah, we don't know how that might work, but alhamdulillah, we are witnessing it. So again, welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And we want to talk about the proper spirit for community development. So Professor Rabbani, are you with us?
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that there is no God worthy of worship other than Allah, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who created human beings as his best creation. And we thank Allah for giving us guidance through the Quran, Al-Kareem, the generous book, that gives guidance to the believers. And we thank Allah for our prophet, the seal of the prophets, and his messenger, Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed 1,450-some-odd years ago. And he lived the life of the Quran, and he's given us an example to follow. And we thank Allah for our leadership and of Imam W.D. Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Professor Farad Muhammad, and Sister Clara Muhammad. And we thank Allah for them, and we ask Allah for our forgiveness and our success and be accepted into the highest level of paradise. I mean, so I didn't get a chance to witness the program, but what it is, I believe you that it was a wonderful sight, and it was a wonderful effort to bond community members to a purpose and to a cause. And this is what, and that purpose and cause was based upon the knowledge and acceptance of the Quran and the life example of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and put into effect by our community here in America and our leadership that we have experienced and implemented with our eyes, our mind, our ears, our hearts. And if we do that as a group, we will always be successful in the religion and in the physical community that we seek to develop and grow, and to help bring about a physical example of a life that is in accordance, I was about to say congruent, which is congruent, it means fits our nature and fits our cultural appetites and designs to make progress, to eliminate, and the purpose of that is to eliminate and counter the corruption and the misunderstanding of the human being and the corruption of community life.
Yeah.
In order to, you are not going to pass a policy, a government policy, to change conditions in the community from the outside. You have to start from the inside. And once you start from the inside, then you can work to the outside. And what we are seeing now is that which was worked on the inside expressing itself on the outside with that particular event. And
yeah,
it has to happen not by one person or one click. It has to be a group effort. And I think that's the biggest demonstration of our people coming together as a group,
mm-hmm,
a sacred bonding and fulfilling an objective. An objective meaning that we want to come there, we want to raise funds for a specific purpose. And we want everyone to buy into it on the basis of you being a believer and a follower of Muhammad the Prophet, and in the community of W.D. Muhammad, radiallahu anhu. That's the expression I see.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Professor. And certainly, what I witnessed during the whole time, there was even in the line in the restaurant where people were waiting, and by the way, they have the restaurant, barbershop, beauty parlor, halal meat store right there in that complex. Even in the line, there was a calmness of patience and nobody rushing to get to the food. The food in the restaurant is served excellent. halal meals, excellent food, and plenty of it. Get plenty, and it's well prepared, very tasty. So, but that calmness of spirit that the believers there seem to be satisfied. So, Michael, please share with us some concerns, some comments you may have on this topic. Assalamu alaikum, Mike. You are on mute. Please share with us some comments you may have. Take yourself off mute if you're muted. We still don't hear you. While Mike is getting set, I'll make some further comments about this spirit, the proper spirit for community development. And you know what I saw at the fundraiser was remarkable. By the way, I just heard that on the website they have over $5.7 million, over $5.7 million raised. Yes. So
I got disconnected.
Okay, you back, alhamdulillah.
Okay, no.
Go ahead, Michael. We heard some noise in the background. I think it stopped. Go ahead. Michael, are you there? Maybe got disconnected again. So over $5.7 million were raised. And what I saw at that fundraiser, a brother Omar, he was one of the architects, I think, participants in that Clara building in Washington D.C. He came down to do the fundraiser. By the way, they had Dr. Sherman Jackson as the keynote speaker. But Brother Omar came down. He brought his son and family with him. But two of his children, Hafiz Khan, they are his son and his daughter, I think, both Hafiz of the Khan. That's one children who have committed the Quran to memory. I'm not sure their ages, but they're very young. And he spearheaded the fundraiser. And what I saw there was how motivated he was in using language to bless the contributors. When they made a contribution, he was praising them for their contribution and telling them that how it will never decrease their wealth. He prayed that Allah and all of us pray for them that they be admitted to the Jannah, that contribution be admitted to the Jannah. And he was so enthusiastic, he made all of us want to give more and more. By blessing the offerings, you know, a spirit of being thankful and blessing the community. I was reminded of we were having a halakha, and one of the contributors of the halakha was talking about the benefit of wishing well on behalf of your brother or sister. Wishing well on behalf of your brother or sister. And he said that when you're in that group and you're wishing well, or when you are wishing well on to be generous with your hopes and du'as and prayers for your brothers and sisters, he said, because every time you say something beneficial for them, the angels say, and oh Allah, Give him that as well. So this idea of wishing well for your brothers and sisters brings benefit back to you. because the angels are witnessing that, and they are also wishing to ask Allah to bless you as well and give him that. So we should be very generous in our hopes and expectations for each other, because when we do that, we get blessings for that. Our good intentions, our good opinions, all of that rewards us. That rewards us. So, Michael, are you back yet? Michael's having some difficulties. Some difficulties staying connected. So, Professor, you still with us?
Yes. I was just thinking about Allah is good and accepts nothing but good. So when you begin to apply, you see the key to Al-Islam is the application.
Yeah.
Once you learn the religion, once you study the religion, once you have accepted the shahada and verbally, you have to incorporate it into the action. You know, because it's almost sinful to gain knowledge and not use it. It's a very terrible situation where all you have is knowledge. You want to be known as a knowledgeable person, but you never do nothing. You know.
Yeah.
And so this is the reflection. That's another reflection of the event in my mind.
Yes. And that's for sure. And that event was with good intent, because it was about community development, mm-hmm. developing the model community, developing an example of how a community should look. Go ahead, Professor.
Now what we have to do is look at it. In its application. How do we counteract the immorality and the corruption that's entering in our children's and our grandchildren's lives? How do we counteract that? There's no legislation that you could pass that's
right.
going to counteract that. So the solution to people who have nefarious ideas and behaviors, nefarious meaning evil
mm-hmm.
Intents, is to counter that those evil intents with a barrier of believers and decency that will that people can come to and feel comfortable in that environment. And
mm-hmm.
and those people who have these ideas of just gunning down and hurting people, they won't come through there. The cost of doing that is too high.
Yeah.
The outcome is unknown. And when the outcome is unknown, you have a what we call detente or peace. Equilibrium, and that's what is happening. And see, that's the thing that I hate to say this, but it's happening in many of the Muslim countries and Muslim communities, is that they don't have that kind of counter situation, that strength, that strong presence. That no, we can't. We won't accept anything that's not righteous and good. And mm-hmm. and we will fight to the end. We will stand as a solid wall and fight to the end in God's name.
Yes.
Because that is not going to we fight our own inclinations, our own impulses, evil impulses as Muslims. That's why prayer. We would I think program before us was talking about the purpose of having prayer, you know, at certain times, and to be dutiful to that, and as a group, prayer as a group. So that's that's the first signs of community bonding at the Salat. So that's it. That's Michael. I think Michael's on now, I think.
Yeah, I had problems.
Michael, are you back?
Yes, sir. We have a caller.
Yeah, so go ahead, Michael. Bring our call in, then we'll circle back to you. I'm glad you made it in. I have Manira here to back you up, so if anything happens.
Thank you.
I'm going to have her to help you out with that board.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
She's going to be helping you out, I should say. Caller,
thank you.
Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
Thank you for having me. Ishmael Family from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, Ishmael. Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to do what my brother was saying. The application is what's important. I believe one of the classes we were in, we were talking about rituals and how rituals are, you know, habits and disciplines. So praying is a ritual, but it's going to prepare us for dealing with real life situations. But so that, you know, so we're not actually applying our religion until we deal with situations in our life that are outside of any type of thing that's set up. Just like lifting weights, you know, we lift weights, but we have to do it properly, just like we have to pray properly. And it's going to vary. We have a prescription, but then it's going to vary beyond that depending on, you know, our individual needs.
Yeah.
You know, even weight, you know, it's a certain amount of reps that you may do, a certain amount of weight that you may do that may be specific for you. So even though we had that prescription, it's still going to vary. And you know, we you know, we hear about sparring partners and stuff like that, but you don't really apply your religion until you get in that ring with someone that doesn't, where it's not controlled. You know, that's when you really apply your religion. And
that's right.
People mistakenly, you know, they think the training, the rituals is religion instead of seeing the outcome, you know, the life, the effects, the conditions of those rituals, how you're dealing with stuff. That's the real religion that you're doing. The other stuff is most important, but that's the training part. But
yes,
the religion is how people see you. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Assalamualaikum. Yes, application is so important. So important. You know, and I just to comment on that, I remember Imam Qasim, Allah forgive me, give me paradise. He and all the believers who have supported and went on this life. But he had this thing finished from the four T's, your talent, your treasure, talent, time, and your touch. And you know, and that touch, he created the touch for that. Four T's, the three T's, time, talent, and treasure, has been around for a while. I found that out later. But touch was his contribution to the four T's, he said. He would talk about spending, being in charity from these four things, your time, your talent, your treasure, and your touch. And that touch is what is the one of the sunnahs of the prophet. Peace and blessings be upon him. He would shake hands with someone. He wouldn't release their hands until they released their hands. He would pay attention to them, and he would give each individual his attention when he met them and engaged them. He would give them their attention, and that was his touch. And that's what one of the things that made the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, beloved to the companions. So, Michael, please share some things on proper spirit for community development, things you may be thinking about, please.
I'll quickly say, because we have another caller, I'll quickly say that that touch is right in line with the philosophy of life, with the spirit of community, because, you know, the touch stimulates a connection. It stimulates a bonding. There are certain emotions are brought forward, even chemically in the body, you know, certain chemicals are produced by that thinking of touch, and my touch needs to be seen in terms of the work or the commitment to the idea of a community life, community bonding.
Yeah.
We've got 708 on the line. Please state your name where you got it from.
Go to our caller, and certainly that's so important.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah, this is Sister Munira Habil Umar. And I just wanted to comment, on the proper spirit for community life and what we witnessed in Atlanta in the during the 65th anniversary gala. They did a presentation in the beginning of the night that captured the history of the development of the Atlanta area from the first houses of worship through the imams and how the leadership transitioned down through time and the development of the school, and they had the visuals up there showing everything at the same time and all the pioneers that were there to facilitate the growth and development of the community life. So I thought that was remarkable, but you can see the hand of the younger generation in the presentations. It was on point. The presentation was on point, and they had these two big monitors on each side of the room so everybody could see it. And then from there, they went to present day, and the focus was on the businesses that are currently there. Well, before they did that, they talked about how those who the alumni of the Clare Muhammad School had come back into the community, and they're now doctors, lawyers, architects, judges, and different aspects of the community. But they came back to the community. They didn't leave because it was a place for them to work. And then they went to present day families that are in business, and the focus was on families in business. And there were so many of them that were listed and things that they were doing. And, some were widows or single or unmarried, but the focus was on families and historical families that have gone from one generation to the next. So the generations that were helped to build the Atlanta Masjid, they now have children, and they show the lineage that they are still here and they're working, you know. And then at the end of the night, they played the theme from Lion King, you know, and they said, this is why we are here. This is why we are doing this. This is why we're establishing community. They had all the children walk into that tomb in a procession, you know, and everybody's gathered around them, and the children are just walking through like royalty, waving at everybody, you know, to let them know that this is your legacy, you know.
Yeah.
So it really heightened the awareness of community and community building and legacy and responsibility that we have for the next generation and the responsibility that we have inherited from previous generations that we now carry, you know. So it really showed everything in a straight line, and it was such a wonderful thing to see and experience, because even if you're not from Atlanta, you know, you felt connected to the effort and what was going on, because the same thing has happened in most of our communities, but to see it visualized in this way and to keep that in the forefront of the children helps create a spirit of community that we are beholden to and that we feel responsible for. So I just wanted to make those comments.
Okay, thanks so much for that. So let's take a quick break, Michael, and then we'll circle back and do some talking on this. You know, and before we break, let me just make this comment. You know, I remember the imam did a article, and in it talk, and he said, we want our community to be a prayerful community, so beautiful in its appearance that passerbyers will see the model. Professor, you spoke to this a little while ago, and Manira as well was speaking to this, that people will see the model and they will see a khutbah in the picture. We won't have to be preaching and hollering and screaming and this and that, but the presence of the model will talk for us, what we are, what we represent. And by the way, the newly elected mayor of Atlanta was also at that meeting, and they made commentary on how that community is a contributing to the betterment of the Atlanta community. So let's take a break.
Right.
You know, and I wanted to just share this because we really need to have success stories. We hear so much about nothing is happening. But when we have a success story, I'm going to blow the horn, believe me, because we need that spiritual upliftment to be present.
Yeah.
So, Michael, please, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice is protected. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. Inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
We're back, Imam. If I may, I've got something I'd like to add to what Sister Manera shared.
Please do.
I lived in Atlanta from 1977 until around 79. But when I moved just about 45 minutes outside of Atlanta, Noonan, Georgia. But I remember let me say it this way. The mothers of Masjid Muhammad in Atlanta came together. They began meeting to reopen the school, and little fundraisers, like, you know, when you come into the masjid, you know, you stand on a scale and you pay a certain amount in terms of how much you weighed, and little efforts like that. But we had a Juma Khutbah. Imam Bacha was the khatib, the teacher, and a tragic event happened. A little toddler got outside, got away from mama and daddy and everybody, really, and he walked in front of a car that was about to pull off, and he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the car, they were a very young couple. They had just started their marriage and hadn't even had any children as yet. So the dynamics of that loss energized the community to, as other things, along with other things, to open up the Clara Muhammad School. And I was there to miss that activity. So,
yes.
And the emphasis came from the rostrum in terms of protecting the children and nurturing the children. And it was about our future, the children, you know. And all praise to
yes.
So
and you know, this is a great example, Mike. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because when we see, by the way, that baby's martyred, going straight to paradise. That baby is no loss. That's no loss to the community. Look at what you're saying, the invigorating spirit that loss caused. So when we lose, we win. When we lose, we win. And it's the same in Palestine. Trust me. What's going on? No loss. The Uyghurs, what's going on? It's no loss. You know?
Yeah.
When the enemies of Islam oppress and try to destroy the Muslims, they are destroying themselves. That's what they're doing. Because we represent the best hope for humanity. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Professor, please share some thoughts with us, please.
Well, again, that illustrates the importance of a community, because the first thing that Muhammad the Prophet did after he left his assignment in Mecca was to go to Medina to establish a community life that would demonstrate the teaching that he had performed in Mecca. So, you know, once you gain the knowledge, now you have to implement. So one part of his life was to gain the knowledge, revelation, and teach it. After that time for him now to they pursued him, but it was Allah's will that they pursued him. Now Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, with his Sahabas, are now in Medina. And there they have begun to implement which was revealed to him and implement it into a physical environment that attracted many, many more people, you see? So we see the example there, right? And now those people, the helpers, those people who were there in Medina, not all of them, there's always a few that's going to try to, discourage and to cause fitna or confusion among the people who were there, tried to get them to not work with and cooperate with the Muslims that came from Mecca. Now, here's a good example. Here's a good example of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and the Sahaba, or his disciples, established a community that would be wholesome and beneficial to everybody.
Yeah,
you see,
and to
fight off the evil intentions of the Quraysh that was trying to destroy this small community evolving, and it went from that time, and now you can see what kind of community it is today.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And you know, and those that hijra, as it's called, a migration for the prophet
right.
to Medina from Mecca to Medina, he was an invited guest. He was invited there. People heard his message and appreciated it and invited him to an environment that he would be able to grow that message and vow to protect him and allow him the opportunity to do so. So he had many obstacles for the community, even have so much as having to send him to Abyssinia. Of course, we know that story so
exactly.
Well. Sometimes, I guess the point is, sometimes you have to migrate to a better environment for growth. It's like cultivating and farming. You the ground has to be fertile for productive life to take place. Michael, please share some thoughts you may have with us. Proper community, proper spirit for community
yeah.
development.
I really, really appreciate this this opportunity. I call to mind our ancestors, African American ancestors, Palladian ancestors, became a new people due to chattel slavery. You know, we called Negroes, Negroes, colored blacks, and after the ending of slavery, and there were revolts that took place, African Americans stood up. The Nat Turner revolt caused a debate in the Virginia legislature the following year, dealing with getting rid of slavery altogether. They were not successful. Those that were advocating ending of slavery, they were not successful. After the Civil War, the Reconstruction, you know, African Americans began to learn reading, you know, how to get in contact with better knowledge, and the establishment of Redwood, Tulsa, and other communities. And I remember in Alabama there was a program dealing with those that had been martyred, you know, because of lynching. But there was a hostile environment created. But in spite of that hostile environment, our ancestors kept the faith. And there's been resistance, but the resistance obviously has lessened because of the examples that we see, not only in terms of the Muslim development, but in terms of Christian groups that have gone after community life establishment. So I'll stop there. But you know, in spite of the odds, in spite of the oppression, you know, the Creator has blessed us to continue moving forward, to resist the oppression, and to establish ourselves here in America.
Yeah.
And I'll stop there.
Yes, and you know, in the future, we want to look at doing a program where we're going to collect just success stories. That's all we want to look at. Just what, you know, because I heard last night we were online, and I heard William Kareem, I think, chimed in about just that we are just a young community. You know, the Atlanta Masjid was celebrating 65 years of progress from the Nation of Islam today. And so that's not a long time for a community to be developing. And I think William Kareem mentioned that he talked about how others have had thousands of years, the Pakistani Muslims and et cetera, they have cultural history, historic culture of having this religion. And we are just a few years in the development of Islam proper. And I think it's remarkable when we can have a community that raised $5.7 million from its adherents. I mean, this is historic,
sir.
on any level, really. I haven't seen that much money raised one night. And I look, we have fundraisers here at our masjid. It's like we on the fundraiser circuit. People come here about twice a month, maybe, for fundraisers for this cause, for that cause, for the Muslims in Pakistan, the Muslims in Rohingya, the Muslims in Sudan. You know, it's always a cause that we have to address. And alhamdulillah, I'm glad that we have that type of community spirit to want to help and willing to help. And people know it, and they come looking for money, I'm telling you. And you see some money coming and going sometime, you know, and we and our community goes around because we have a full-time school here. So it has to be supported. So it's a community effort. But I've never seen, and I've been to some big fundraisers too, by the way, quite a few in Florida, South Florida, in Miami area, Boca Raton, you know, many, many places where they bring in the super fundraiser in here. I'm not going to call any names. I know them, though. Trust me. But they can't compare to Brother Omar out of D.C., I'm telling you. Hey, Brother Nui, he be seriously excited about getting that money, you know? May you see Allah's face two times a day in the Jannah. Oh, he was so enthusiastically when somebody make a $200,000. Here people making $200,000 a day. Whoa, 200. May Allah bless your family. Yeah, man, it was exciting, really. You know, what an exciting experience to see our community grow. You know, and develop and be generous. And that's the key to everything, generosity, mm-hmm. generosity. And that's something I think we've been so hurt by our past experiences. It's hard for us to get that spirit where we are willing to just part with things that are dear to us. And, you know, Allah says in the Quran, never will you experience felicity or a good situation for your life until you are willing to give freely of the things you love. You have to have a spirit to part with things that are dear to you, not your junk items, junk items that you don't want anymore, but the things that are dear to you, that you like. You have to want to see your brothers and sisters have the same thing that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
I think we have a recall, I believe.
Yes, so let's go to our recall, and we'll circle back to you, Professor.
Mm-hmm.
Call us, state your name, and where you call us from. Yeah, I think you may be muted, caller.
Okay.
You're not hearing
me.
Wait a minute.
You came in and out. You were in for a minute, now you're back out.
Okay, am I in?
Yes, you
yes,
in.
Ma'am.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Sister Munira, Habil Uma again. And I want to encourage us. I think the format works so well that it can be duplicated in other communities. I know in many communities you may go, you may visit, you don't see young people or many young people. But young people have been in the community, and they have ventured out. They're out in the world. They're working. They have positions. They're doing things, but they're not in the community. It would be wonderful if each community could create a similar video of how that community evolved, with pictures of all those pioneers that worked in that community, and their children, and the children of those children. And even if just for historical reference, but have that and then invite all the young people back for an alumni dinner or whatever, but invite them back that even though you are not active in this community, this is the community you, this was your womb. This was your womb, and this is part of your development. And we would love for this to be a part of your legacy. You know, that however you can help, whatever you can do in your capacity to help move this community forward, you know, you're free to do it. You're free to come here and work and make a contribution. Sometimes we judge people right out the door when we're all born into toil and struggle and we're all struggling. Not to say we're going to accept any kind of nonsense or something contrary to our beliefs, but what about encouragement? What about making people feel welcome to be a part of? Inshallah, maybe an ember can turn into a flame, you know, because it's in them. It's a part of their DNA, okay? Mm. But the scowls and the frowns can sometimes keep people away or the fear of being judged. But what about encouragement and creating a space for people to do whatever they can to be a part of, to make a contribution, to know that this was your home, it still is your home, we welcome you, whatever you can do to contribute, feel free, whether it's your time, your talent, you know, your counsel, whatever you can do, and try to recapture those connections instead of saying, oh, we lost that generation, or this generation, we lost this generation, you know. Lost things are found all the time. Lost people are found all the time. So we should document for historical reference in video. And there are so many interviews of pioneers floating around, you know. So this should be preserved and show the continuation and the progress and let them know it's not up to one generation to do everything. This generation started it, but they were not the ones to finish it. The finish comes in future generations, and show the progression of community development, and that whatever you have been given is on loan to you as well. How will you use it? Will you use it to further this ummah of Prophet Muhammad? Okay, can you make a contribution to it? So, you know, just a thought, you know, that this is something that we can model and this is something that we can do in all of our communities around the country, inshallah.
So you event planners, there's your task. Get busy. And by the way, we started doing some things like that here in Florida, trying to collect the history. And I think it's being collected, and still, we haven't revisited it lately, but definitely that's a good thing that can be beneficial in that process. Yeah, an alumni gathering, a family reunion, basically. So, Michael, let's take a quick break, and then we will, for some valuable PSAs, you're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice is protected. We are talking about the spirit for proper community, the proper spirit for community development. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. Inshallah, God willing.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe, when we aspire, we go higher. each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah. So,
one more.
Assalamu alaikum. Join me, Latifa A. Hamid, and Alia Abdul Rahman every Friday for another segment of the CWSC Friday Roundtable from 8 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our guests are partners of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and are making a difference in the community. Join us. We look forward to it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah.
And we're back.
That remind me of that church music when I was young. They began to march, getting ready to rock from side to side there. We used to have some throwdowns in there, though. Yeah, they'd be hitting that guitar, hitting the flow, and we'd be in the back hitting the flow, too. Boom! Somebody, one of them hit the flow in the front, we hit the flow in the back. And my grandmother would see us clowning and acting silly like that and put them eyes on you, and boy, you froze in place. You you was in trouble when you got home, or maybe right there on the spot. Yes.
Yeah.
You remember those days, huh, Michael? That was community life too, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. So we're used to community life. It wasn't proper community development, so the proper spirit. But we had it.
I'd like remind us that early in the leadership of Imam Muhammad, he mentioned other communities that connected the young people with the seniors and have the seniors share with them how they grew up, you know. And those narratives are very important. Their sister Manera was, you know.
Yeah.
So these strategies are available to us. And,
application is so important, you know, and, you know, that's why I mentioned event planners. We should start looking at these things very seriously, Michael. Go ahead, continue.
No,
It gets back to application, you know, how do we apply it and how do we strategize to make it happen? So, Professor Rabbani, please share some thought with us on the spirit for proper community development. Excellent ideas, excellent contributions.
Yeah, well, there's one university, they have homecoming. They have homecoming for like 3 days, you know.
Mm.
And they have a big event, and they have vending, and they have other side events, you know. So this might be regional, it might be national, it might be, local.
Very excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very excellent.
And you know, you have events, challenging events, you know, like when I was in Saudi Arabia. They would have they would always have a party on the weekends, and they would have it was like rapping, but it's reciting poetry.
Poetry.
Now, the way they do it is they make a circle. All who want to be in it, get in that circle, and then the coordinator will give out a poem to the first person. The poem, it starts out with one letter, say Alif. He will run through the whole poem, and at the end, the last word of that poem, you have to connect the last letter of the word of that poem to the next poem, right? Now, you don't know what this letter is unless you know that poem, and then you start your poem. Now, if you just hesitate once, like, for instance, you say, you out, all right? So they had all of the people, I mean, they were dropping out like flies, right? But what happened was who always was the winner was the Bedouins. The Bedouins were the ones that always win. The intellectuals, the professors, the doctors, man, they fell out like flies. But Bedouins, the herders and people who grew up that way, oh, they had excellent hearing and memories. Yeah, and they were the ones that always won that competition.
Yeah.
And it was really exciting too, man. Really, it was really exciting.
Alhamdulillah. Yes.
That's one of the activities that, you know.
Yeah, the
so we
proper
can take
spirit
that
for
and,
community development.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I like that. I like the coming up. Yeah. The,
that
concept, man. That's something we can, I think, wrap our minds around, and maybe, and it's so familiar with our communities. I think it's even more popular than family reunions. You know.
Right.
So,
have a call.
Great idea. So let's go to our caller. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Please, welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
Yes, this is Kareem Hamid calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. You know, it's so good to hear positive news. Praise be to Allah. The optimist is the engine. A pessimist is one that you come up with an idea and tell me, oh, that ain't gonna work. Oh, we ain't this and we ain't that and we ain't. But it's so good to hear the optimistic message. Praise be to Almighty God. That energizes us. You know, so this is wonderful information that you bring back, Imam Delese Omar and Manira Omar. Praise be to Allah. You know, I was thinking a few days ago about the rites of passage.
Oh, yeah.
Among
another
young men.
Another important topic.
Yes, sir. And this is only an idea that floated through my mind. I don't know, you know, but I'll share it with you. That when a young man reaches a certain age and he has been led in prayer and he knows his prayers, then I believe one of the rites of passage would be during the Juma. The Imam gives the khutbah. Then he calls forward one of the young men to lead the congregation in prayer.
Yes.
I think that's a very significant idea. If we can adopt that and introduce that, I think that'll go a long way in celebrating the rites of passage. I'll stop right there, my brother. Excellent broadcast. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you, Imam. Definitely, we've seen it in our community here as well, where we have young people that learn the prayer, et cetera, and they are invited to do it occasionally. And we certainly can improve and do more of it. Matter of fact, I'll put that on the Shura agenda to maybe increase it, not to just have it occasionally, but to have it more often. So that is important that you have that application done. So, Professor, please, Michael, whose turn it is? I'm losing track of whose turn it is. You've been kind of quiet, Michael. Let me circle back to him, Professor, then come back to you. And tell me how much time we got, Michael, as well.
We're looking at 20 minutes.
Okay.
And we invite the callers to press 1 to share in the conversation. And
I want to invite Ishmael Sammy back from Dallas as well. I want to find out a little bit more about the project they're working on out there in Dallas, Ishmael.
Ishmael, if you press one.
Yeah, please share with us how that project is coming along. Because we want to know about these projects and definitely hear positive news like that, like Imam Kareem mentioned. So, Professor, in the meantime, while we're waiting, share some thoughts you may have on us. Your great thought with the homecoming event.
Professor,
are you muted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got quite a bit of noise outside. So, So I just mentioned homecoming, and activities can be centered around many things, sisters and brothers and a combination thereof, you know. But it would be it's a gala for starting on Jumu'ah Friday and then Sunday. That's basically the time. And it, like I said, it can be regional, local, or how, but it should be every year.
Yes.
Maybe at a different place, you know?
Yeah.
So much
and
like
we can name it. We can name it something different, but I like that sound of homecoming. It's just such a powerful picture.
And that reminds me when you say homecoming, I always think about the Palestinians and the situation that they're in now.
Yes,
you know?
they were welcome and, that opportunity. Yes.
Yeah, and the tragedy that is unfolding and the response that the world that they don't talk about, the response by many, many people. And the benefits, if we could look at it from benefits, in terms of people who are actually studying al-Islam and the Quran and the history, you know, of people. And that's the same thing with us when we talk about our situation and and all of the great achievements we have made under the type of oppression that have come upon that we had to suffer through, that our plight would overshadow all of the miseries that the Jews and all of those who claim to have cornered the market on misery. You know what I mean? they could not even come close to what our people had.
They're trying to learn how to sing the blues, Professor. You know, they're trying to learn how to sing.
In fact, you know, look at all, and look, when we create something, we create it worldwide.
Yeah,
the blues.
That's right.
Anything we
They're
do,
trying to take the blues from us. They want the blues.
Yeah.
They took everything.
Yeah, well, you know, and see the you. I mean, these are things that. I mean, those are the kind of workshops. You know, how do you become a producer of music, a producer of film and culture? That's one of the birds. You have four birds to work with, but we
That's
have
right.
to get business. You have to get business because those people who donated at that event were business people.
They were. That's right.
You know?
They were. Right.
And that's why
successful,
it's a very important.
Successful business people. And that's why we need to support business. We got to support business.
Exactly.
Our businesses. We have to support our businesses.
And
you know, that's another issue.
And so when we talk about a masjid or a prayer hall, I'm always saying, man, just set up a grocery store and a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then, I have
young people. Sorry, Professor, but I have young people working with me. And, and you know, and I don't allow the word can't in there.
Exactly.
That's just that. You can't use that word around me. I can't do it. Well, you can learn, can't you? Yeah, that's what I tell them. You know, well, look it up, Google it. You got all type of information at your hand. Go to YouTube, see what it's done. You can do it. You know, that word,
that's
throw
right.
it away. It has no benefit. Yeah. So I don't like it. I don't like it used around me, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't allow it.
Right.
Without comment.
It's infectious. That type of thing, of course, being in the university, that word never, you get penalized if you said that. So the idea is that you could say something is difficult. I just have to work harder to make it come easier, because after the difficulty comes the ease. That's one of the messages. And never say among smaller children, "Oh, I don't like mathematics. I don't like chemistry. I don't like physics." Don't say that.
Mm.
Keep that to yourself and encourage them. I want you to become a physicist and a chemist.
I don't like that pessimism. Pessimism.
Oh my goodness!
It's such can become infectious. That can become infectious.
That's right. And for Muslims. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I remember our dear brother Dr. Jamal. His last talk, he was talking about Tejas cancer environment of non-productivity and negativism and et cetera, et cetera. Last lecture he was doing on AM360 before he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was talking about he was calling it a plague, like this COVID thing.
Virus.
What do you call it? A virus. It become like a virus. You know, and you, everybody crying the blues, you know. Do we have a caller, Michael?
Yes, sir, we do. 779.
Call and state your name and where you're calling from.
Hashim Kamau from Rusty, Illinois. Assalamu alaikum. When you were talking about, I can't be around you, Imam Galaxy. My grandfather
had a
My name is Hashim Kamau from Rockford, Illinois.
Yes.
When you were talking about the next word, kid around you.
Yes.
My grandfather, he had a trailer. We had a boss on the side to extend the height of it to carry more products on it. And my grandfather told a worker to take that thing off. It's kind of loose. The person was trying, but your hair was trying. He wasn't really trying to take it off. My grandfather said, "What you doing, boy?" He said, "I can't do it." My grandfather said, "America in with ICAN. ICAN, America in with that. You know, say I can't do something. America in with ICAN. Always just do your best, son." You remind me of that, brother.
Yes, yes. And that's important. We have to have a can-do community.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to make progress, we have to have a can-do community. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much. And your name again from
brother.
Rockford, Illinois?
Hashim Kamau.
All right, brother Kamau. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you. Brother Ishmael
on.
Yes, Brother Ishmael, please update us. Thank you.
Yes, I missed a small portion of it. My question is, was this anniversary event recorded so that we can see it?
On Facebook. I think a lot of it's on Facebook and probably go to that Atlanta website. But what we wanted, I know you all were working on a project out there in Dallas, and I just wanted to maybe get an update from you on how things are going and let us know what we can do, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, sir. Thanks for asking. Yeah, we're still in the middle of it. We have a when you talk about those fundraisers, like I said, I've never been to a fundraiser where they raise that kind of money in that amount of time. And I'm here with, we got the immigrant community here in Texas, and
you know, we were happy to raise, you know, seeing them raise a million or something, but that wasn't for our, most definitely that wasn't for our mass field, but for other masses, I've seen them raise a million, 2 million, but 5 million, I'm losing a lot.
Yeah,
man, that was exciting.
That was really exciting, and it spoke to our growth. It spoke to our growth. It spoke to how our community is growing.
Yes, sir.
So what about your project?
Our project is we're about to start phase one. We had a contractor, just to give you the insight of what happens. We had a contractor we had chosen, but the contractor didn't want to be held to the parameters. We wanted to have a biweekly check up on the progress. So we wanted to, you know, pay them once a month, but they want to be paid biweekly. We're like, no, we can't verify what you've done. And then it was certain other things where they didn't want to be held accountable to a certain time frame. And it just goes to show, you know, you may think you have everything. Like I said, we had the contractor. We told the community we had the contractor, but then lo and behold, this happened. So we have a new one now. So in the community, they don't always understand the behind-the-scenes things. They think we're just, you know, messing over them and things like that. But it's good to be a part of it. That's why I wanted to be a part of it, to know the ins and outs.
Yeah. Let me ask a question for Professor while you're on the line, Ishmael. Professor Rabbani, speak to what Brother Ishmael is talking about, accountability and a reasonable timeline for payments. I know you deal with it a lot. Could you maybe share some information on that?
Well, yes. A lot of times it depends upon the type of contractor you get. A lot of times, if you get a contractor that's bonded and licensed and has a track record, you could talk to them up front during the bidding process and tell them these are the criteria that we have to deal with, you know. And I think a lot of things would be more clear. Now, our people don't understand, and this is why I'm trying to hurry up to get this book out, because most of our people have been beaten down so much, and everything is on the shoulders of the imam, okay? And they think that they could just go out and build a building right in the space. But no, you can't do that, because there are codes and zoning requirements that have to be met. You have to deal with the streets and sanitation people. You have to deal with the existing situation, which most cities haven't caught up with that. You don't know where pipes are. You don't know where gas lines are. You have to develop, and then that, all of that is pre-construction. And pre-construction requires that you do the soil testing and the soil boring, and from that you begin to develop the engineering for the foundations of anything. And then there are so many situations now in America where you don't have enough competent people to even do the work, and a lot of them are not even experienced. So a lot of things have been tied in, and then you have to deal with the city systems and the people that work for the building department, that they might have two or three people that have to take care of a whole city. So you have to wait and wait and wait, and then you don't know what concerns that these people have for you to correct, you see?
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation in Charlotte having that kind of situation where you have people that, and then there are some people just don't want to deal with your particular situation. So it ties up a lot of time. So that's why I said you have to plan way out and hope for the situation that you can reduce it and reduce the amount of time, and have that done in the beginning, all right?
Yeah.
Make that clear in the beginning, and then tell them, well, this is based upon these added situations, so add that into your bid, okay?
Yeah,
calculate that in your bid. You see, and then you have a puncher's chance of knocking it out. You know.
Yes.
So.
All right, Brother Ishmael, you
thank
heard
you,
it.
Thank you so much,
65,
man. Thank you so much, man.
50 years of experience, Professor.
How many?
How many years you got in? 50 years.
Oh well, I started when I was 19, so I'm 77 now. So.
There you go, Ishmael.
I'll let you do the math.
Years,
thank you.
50-some-odd years of experience.
And I could no way I could explain it like that quickly, so thank you. We're going to have a community meeting this month. We're going to have a community meeting this month,
and
believe me, I'm going to add that
to
it.
I have out of that 50-some years, 40-some of those years was with our people, with our in the nation.
So that age of dog years.
Yeah, that's a more years there. Problem solving,
yes.
Brother Ishmael.
Yeah, I'm working on two projects. I'm working on two masters now, one in Raleigh and one in Columbia. And the same pattern, the same behavior, the same attitudes are prevalent in every one of them, you know. And
yes.
I've dealt with a lot of projects in our community, and we run into the same thing, you know. And sometimes, but the thing that I say is this: you have to be transparent, and you have to not be authoritarian, because a lot of people always, it gets to a point where you say, "Well, I'm going to go ahead and do it, and I'll tell them later on." No. You got to educate them step by step, because this is just the first of many.
Yeah. Yes.
First of many.
Crazy.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Ishmael, for updating us. We appreciate it. May Allah bless you all with that project. Please keep us posted. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, if there's anything you want me to do, just give me a call, and I'll be available for you to give you advice, you know.
All right, so there you have it, solving problems, preparing to make it in the land of plenty. So, Michael, how's
okay,
our time? We want
to
hear from you, Michael.
Top,
you took your time.
We're at the top of the hour, 90 seconds.
Okay, well, we're out of time. So we'll close out today, and praise be to Allah. I think we had a wonderful experience here, and I certainly enjoyed telling the story. So, well, thank you all listeners for chiming in, and those who didn't chime in, we appreciate you as well for listening, being patient and listening. So, Michael, please close us out with a dua, inshallah.
Oh, Allah, guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you save. Bless us in whatever you give us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge, and none can judge against you, and those whom you befriend are not disgraced.
Emmy. Welcome again. Thank you all. See you next week, 9:30 till 11, preparing to make it in the land of plenty. Stay tuned for the upcoming broadcast today. I don't have a real schedule, but the Preetha Hadith from 5 to 7 this evening is Islamic Learning Lab. Thank you all. Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.